Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain. Congressman, what were you voting on? Was it the Iran war?
Hey, Lisa. Yeah, actually, it's coming up. I'm actually just off the floor right now. It's the next vote, literally. Basically, it's the War Powers Resolution directing the president to remove our troops from hostilities in Iran, basically ending the war. I mean, it's just it's an illegal, unconstitutional war. It's costing us untold amounts of money every day, and you don't have to go further than your gas pump to understand that, and causing inflation and eroding our national security, and it's not achieving any of our supposed objectives for going into this war in the first place.
Okay, and Congressman, the minute you have to go cast that vote, you just hang up. You don't even have to say goodbye. Just run and get it done.
It might get a little loud for just a couple minutes while I vote, but we can carry on as long as we can.
Oh, that would be, we'd love to, you know, be the fly on the wall during this vote. So, yeah. This is Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, the 8th District. You know him well. I got to say, one of the kookier members of Congress, in my humble opinion, is Nancy Mace. And now she wants, and I hate to even say this, people like you not to be members of Congress.
It was shocking when I saw it, actually. You know, when my staff said this resolution was being introduced, I said, you got to be kidding me. And then I saw it, and then I saw the social media post, and it just completely bonkers, outrageous, disgraceful. You can choose your adjective, but basically she says that only natural-born citizens should be members of Congress or the Senate or even Senate-confirmed officers of the United States. I think that completely goes against the values of our country and kind of represents kind of an ugliness, you know, on her part, in terms of just wanting to sow hatred and bigotry toward people. And I think it's absolutely un-American. And so I'm gonna fight that resolution like I am, in my other efforts to fight any kind of, discrimination or bigotry toward anybody, but especially the people in that particular resolution, since I'm one of them.
Right. And there are many. I was looking it up, to my count, at least 25 or 26, maybe more.
Yes. Yes. Including many members of our own party in Congress and the Senate. I mean, it's just outrageous. And I think it goes towards something else that I talked about the other day, which is kind of a growing, anti-Semitism, some people call them anti-Muslim or Islamophobia on the rise, but also, you know, there's a growing bigotry toward Indian Americans.
Right.
There's growing bigotry toward people of color and women and everybody, and I think that's something that we have to band together to fight.
And Raja, your parents brought you here as an infant. This is where you were raised. You might not have been born in this country, but you're as American as anybody I know. So what does she say is the problem? What is she trying to solve here?
It's just a straight out appeal to, nativism, the idea that somehow you can't be American if you were not born in America. And yet, quite frankly, Ronald Reagan most eloquently said it back in 1986, where he said, you can be born anywhere in the world and you can be an American. And you can't say the same about what it's like to live in other countries. But that's what makes our country special. We have to celebrate the fact that our country ultimately is, its motto is, E pluribus unum, out of many one, out of many peoples, out of many races, out of many cultures, come one entity, which is the idea of America, and that's the ideal.
Yeah, I mean, once someone becomes a U.S. citizen, should that citizenship ever be considered conditional?
No.
Limit you on what you can or cannot do?
It should not. And we're, you know, I think that this type of nativism and kind of appeal to kind of bigotry, kind of the basest instincts of people, is not only wrong ethically and morally, and if it's illegal and unconstitutional, but it's something that could lead to the type of rhetoric and violence that could really tear us apart even more. This is the type of stuff that Donald Trump, by the way, kind of he enjoys kind of mixing in with our rhetoric all the time, and dialogue and discourse. And we just gotta fight it.
Hey, are you fighting the ballroom? I mean, are they really going to take a billion of taxpayer dollars for the ballroom that we thought was being paid for by private entities?
First of all, there should be no golden ballroom. There should be no ballroom, whether it's financed by, you know, Donald Trump's donors, who, by the way, are probably getting something in return for that, nor should it be funded by the public. Recently, without getting into the weeds, the Senate parliamentarian said that this should not be a part of any kind of reconciliation package that they're trying to ram through Congress right now. I'm talking about the Republicans. So my hope is that it doesn't get made part of anything, any legislation or law. But there's another thing that's now come up, which is this slush fund. They call it a quote-unquote weaponization slush fund, but I think it's really a weapon directed at taxpayers. If it's a $1.8 billion slush fund basically to reward the president's allies. And it's directed by him. It's also, again, I think it's unconstitutional because only Congress can create any kind of fund of this magnitude to you know, compensate people or to pay people. But even aside from that, he is clearly saying that it should be used to, you know, for instance, pay off insurrectionists.
I know. And I love that the two police officers, the one we saw being crushed in the doorway, has filed a lawsuit to put a stop to this. And by the way, I like to call it the Uncle Scam Fund.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good one. By the way, you should know that in the Senate today, they had to stop debate on the bill because apparently there are enough Republicans, even Republicans, who are against this. And for good reason. One other thing I should say is, you know, you pay those insurrectionists and pay people for what they did on January 6th, guess what? You're going to have another January 6th and worse. And that's what you, you're promoting when you have these types of crazy schemes that the president has to reward, you know, horrible and outrageous illegal behavior.
I got to tell you, Congressman, you finally sound like you're really getting pissed, although you remain calm all the time. But go get it. And
I'm unplugged.
Yeah, unplugged. That's it. You're like Stephen Colbert. You're coming up on the final episode. So go for everything you can go for. And you know, the lawyers of the J6ers already said, we're going to go after so much money in that Uncle Scam Fund that there's not even going to be enough. They're going to have to make that fund bigger.
Oh, my God. The other part of it that's just insane is that there's a provision in there that bars the IRS from investigating the president or going after him. I'm talking about Trump and his family for any violations of the law related to taxes.
I know.
And it's just like, what the, you know.
And, I know.
And, This is as someone said the other day, is it theft if it's done in the open? I don't know what the right word is, but
right.
I think it's illegal and unconstitutional. We got to fight it however we can. That's what I intend to do.
Okay, well, go in, get that vote done, and thank you for squeezing us in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lisa.